Ghostbusters.
Calling the police, calling the G-men, calling all Americans to war on the underworld.
Gangbusters, brought to you, the men and women of America, by the makers of Sloan's Liniment. With the cooperation of leading law enforcement officials of the United States, Gangbusters presents facts in the relentless war of the police on the underworld. Authentic case histories that show the never-ending activity of the police in their work of protecting our citizens. America's crusade against crime. You too can help in our crusade. Here's a last-minute police bulletin.
Nationwide alarm. Attention all citizens. Watch for Clifford Davidson, 32, 5 feet 7 inches, 208 pounds, brown hair, blue eyes. This man, veteran criminal and escape artist, broke from jail in Wewoka, Oklahoma last week, where he is awaiting trial for murder, allegedly committed following a previous escape from prison. Caution, this man is dangerous.
Gangbusters urges you to be on the alert for this criminal. We will have more clues for you at the end of our program. In a moment, we'll be ready for our proxy interview between Colonel H. Norman Schwarzkopf and prosecuting attorney Stanley Wallach of St. Louis County, Missouri, who will discuss the strange case of the missing corpse in which a dead man convicted as murderer. But first, April showers, they say, bring May flowers, but they also bring the muscular aches and pains that often go with damp and windy weather. Yet there's no need for any member of your family to suffer the discomfort of a stiff neck or sore back, just so long as you have that handy bottle of dependable Sloan's Liniment on your medicine shelf. Here's Sloan's 1-2 heat treatment that has brought such quick and comforting relief to millions. One, pat on some Sloan's Liniment. Two, relax for a few minutes. Then, like a heat treatment, Sloan's glowing warmth goes to work on that tight and painful spot. In almost no time at all, Sloan's will help soothe your pain away. You'll find Sloan's quick action is a welcome friend, whatever the cause of your muscular distress. Accident, overexertion, or exposure to raw and biting weather. Ask your druggist for Sloan's Liniment if you need a fresh supply after the last few wintry months. Sloan's costs so little, and you're so grateful for its soothing help when you want relief in a hurry. Now for our proxy interview between Colonel Schwarzkopf and prosecuting attorney Stanley Wallach of St. Louis County, Missouri. Picture our setting as a special office turned over to gangbusters by Commissioner Louis J. Valentine of the New York City Police. Colonel Schwarzkopf.
The case of the missing corpse. Prosecutor Wallach, that sounds almost like fiction.
Tonight's case may appear fantastic, Colonel Schwarzkopf, but it is a matter of public record. This case concerns Alma Dowling and Izzy Londy, two crafty criminals whose viciousness has seldom been matched by any criminals anywhere. We begin in St. Louis one late afternoon in February 1938 in the hideout apartment maintained by Alma Dowling.
Drink up, Londy. Thanks, darling. I ask you up here to explain what I got in mind for you.
What do you mean?
I'm considering you as trigger man for my outfit.
Trigger man, huh?
Yeah. Next thing I consider is what's your experience.
I got plenty.
I got it all right here on my desk. Here on this case history card. Izzy Londy, known as Monkey Ears. Robberies and other jobs, market, prison 10 to 20 years. Shot way out of jail, handy with guns.
How'd you find out all that, darling?
That's my business, to find things out and to get things done.
Why should I join your mob, huh?
Listen, Londy, when I want a man in my mob, he joins.
But I've been away for 13 years. I've been out of things.
I'll teach you the ropes. Then you'll be a big asset to my protective organization.
Protective organization?
Yeah. For businessmen and storekeepers. They pay us so much dough per week for protection. Protection from our own gang.
But suppose the storekeepers squawk to the cops?
I know better than that. It's cheaper to pay up and shut up than to stop a bullet or get crippled for life.
Yeah. Sounds okay to me, darling.
Londy, before we're through, we'll have every store in the city in our protective organization. They're going to pay us, and they're going to pay plenty.
Good morning, mister. You remember me?
What are you men back here again for?
Hey, listen, mister. This is your last chance. Are you joining our protective organization or ain't you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, boys. Got that paint all over the place. Give them the work.
Right,
okay. No, stop it. Don't, please. No.
Yeah, we're going to teach you a lesson, mister. And if you ever blab to the cops, you'll never see your wife or kids again. Go to it, boys. Don't answer that phone, buddy. My business comes first. You got the money for the organization?
I tell you, I can't pay you. I'm not taking enough money in my store.
You're trying to welch on the organization, huh? And I'll show you.
What are you going
to
do?
You know what's in this can?
Oh.
Hazard.
Oh, don't.
It's all yours, mister. Right in your face.
Oh, my!
That's the dry cleaning store on the corner, Red. The one Dowling wants us to take care of.
I got the dynamite already, Londy.
All right, drive by the store and I'll light the fuse and heat it.
Hey, Londy, there's a guy down the block.
Don't worry about the guy down the block. I'll light the fuse.
There! Step on it, Red. There!
Later, Colonel, at headquarters.
We got that report, Moore?
Yes, Captain. The emergency squad say dynamite was used to blow up that dry cleaning store.
Moore, we can be pretty certain who's back of this outbreak of violence. Racketeers extorting money from businessmen.
It's an ugly situation, Captain. We can't get witnesses to testify against these crooks.
Yes, crooks like Elmer Dowling.
We've got another bombing on our hands, and still no witness.
I'm assigning additional squads of plainclothesmen to cover various business places and stores. And... Yes?
Captain, there's a man out here by the name of Louis Lee Baker. He wants to see you.
What about?
He says it's about the bombing of that dry cleaning store tonight.
The bombing? Send him right in.
Yes, Captain. Right away, sir.
Moore, open the door, please.
Yes, sir. Come right in, sir. The captain will see you.
Thank you. How do you, Captain?
My name's Baker.
Glad to see you, Mr. Baker. Have a chair.
Thank you.
You say you know something about this bombing tonight?
Well, I don't know if this means anything, Captain, but I thought I ought to report it anyway.
Report what, sir?
Well, at 10 o'clock, I was walking along Franklin Avenue.
Yes?
And just as I was about to cross the street, a car came racing down the avenue.
What happened?
Well, there was an explosion. I didn't know then it was a bomb. Later, I got thinking about it, and the bomb and the speeding car.
What kind of a car was it?
It was a Chrysler sedan. I didn't see the license number, but I did get a good look at one of the men in the car.
Oh, is that so?
He was sort of pasty looking. Had very black eyebrows and big lips.
Anything else?
Well, the one thing I noticed most of all were his ears.
His ears?
Yes, sir. Stuck way out.
What's that?
Well, I never saw a man whose ears stuck out so much.
Was he stockily built?
Yes, he was.
This means something to you, Moore?
I'm not sure yet, Captain. But I used to know a criminal who fitted that general description to a T. Monkey Ears, they called him. It's the same man. He's a gunman of the worst type.
All right. We'll have Mr. Baker go through the identification files. If he can pick out the picture of the same criminal you have in mind, we'll have our first positive identification to help smash this gang.
And the picture that Louis Lee Baker identified, Colonel, was the picture of Monkey Ears. Izzy Lundy. The authorities moved fast and arrested him in a few hours.
Some good police work, Prosecutor Wallach.
Indicted for this bombing, Lundy posted bail and was released by the courts pending trial. He immediately phoned Dowling.
Yeah, Dowling, that's why I'm calling you. That Baker guy's identified me for the bombing of that dry cleaning store. I'll go to jail.
Hold it, Lundy. Where are you calling from?
From a drugstore. I'm afraid to come near you. The cops are on my trail.
Yeah, I thought so. Now, let me think.
This is serious, Dowling. You've got to help me.
Yeah, I know how serious it is. Once the cops throw you in jail, they'll probably get more information that'll lead to me.
You? I'm the guy that's in the jail.
Don't think of the spot I'm in. Hey, wait a minute. What did you say is the name of the guy who saw the bombing?
Baker. Louis Lee Baker.
Baker, eh? Is he the only witness the cops got?
Yeah.
You sure of that?
Positive.
Good.
What do you mean, good?
If something should happen to this witness, the cops wouldn't have no case, would they?
That's right, Dowling.
Well, something is going to happen to him.
We're going to find this guy, Baker. And when we do, he won't be a witness. He'll be a corpse.
Meanwhile, Colonel, at headquarters, the captain was talking with Mr. Baker.
Mr. Baker, your identification of Izzy Landy as the cleaning store bomber is the first good break we've had in our campaign to rid this city of racketeers.
I'm glad I'm able to help, Captain.
You realize, Mr. Baker, that your life is in constant danger.
Yes, sir.
That gang will stop at nothing, absolutely nothing, to prevent you from testifying at Landy's trial. So we're going to hide you on a little farm near Sykeston, Missouri. You know where that is?
Yes, sir. About 150 miles south of here.
Yes. Under no circumstances are you to leave the farm unless accompanied by our men.
I understand, Captain.
When we want you, our men will show their credentials and will tell you, the captain wants to see you. Now remember that phrase, the captain wants to see you.
Yes, sir. The captain wants to see you.
Mr. Baker was taken to this farm, Colonel, and given ample police protection. Then a startling event occurred.
Prosecutor Wallace, we're anxious to hear this startling occurrence, but right now, here's Charles Stark with a few words.
Mowing the lawn for the first time after the long winter months is always a chore. The ground is uneven, the grass is tough, and you yourself are probably more than a bit tired and sore when you've finished. That's when you need Sloan's 1-2 heat treatment to bring you quick and comforting relief for muscular aches and pains. Here's all you have to do. One, take your bottle of reliable Sloan's from your medicine shelf and pat on some of this quick-acting liniment. Two, relax. And then, like a heat treatment, Sloan's helps ease those stiff and aching muscles. You can actually feel that penetrating, glowing warmth easing away your pain. Sloan's liniment has helped millions in just this quick and easy way during the past 50 years. And Sloan's will probably do you the same good turn. You'll find Sloan's liniment a true family friend in need. Welcome to the members of your family all through the year. For whatever the cause of your muscular distress, accident, overexertion, or exposure to chilling drafts, you'll find that Sloan's will help you forget your aches and pains in almost no time at all. So make sure you always have a bottle of Sloan's on your medicine shelf. Ask your druggist tomorrow for Sloan's liniment. Now back to Colonel Schwarzkopf.
Prosecutor Wallace, with Mr. Baker hidden out on a farm near Sykeston, Missouri, and with Elmer Dowling threatening to kill Baker to prevent his testifying at Izzy Landy's trial, you said a startling event occurred.
Baker stayed close to the farm, Colonel Schwarzkopf, awaiting word that the captain wanted to see him. Then, 1 week later, Baker was standing at the farm entrance when two men drove up and got out of their car.
Oh, Baker. Mr. Baker.
Yes, sir. You gentlemen want to see me?
Yes, Mr. Baker. We're detectives from headquarters.
Detectives?
See our badges? The captain sent us out. He wants to see you right away about that bombing.
The captain wants to see me.
Now, if you'll just get in the car.
But I'd like to leave word with the men at the farmhouse where I'm going.
We haven't got time for that.
This
is urgent, Mr. Baker. We don't want to keep the captain waiting.
Well, you know best, sir.
Sit right here in the front seat.
Thanks.
Right between the two of us.
You don't know what the captain wants to see me about, do you?
I'm not sure, but I think it has something to do with murder.
Gentlemen, we've been driving for an hour. It's getting dark. We're going in the wrong direction.
This isn't the way to town. Baker.
Yes, sir?
We're not going to town.
What?
The captain's going to meet us at a house at the Fishhack Road.
Why didn't you tell me about this before?
We've got our orders.
Here's the place now. That house looks deserted. There's
no lights. Don't worry about that, Baker.
Well, where's the captain's car if he's going to meet us out here?
Yes, we're a little early.
How about it, Tom?
I guess we are.
Let's go in the house anyway.
Yes, sure.
Come on, baby.
I'd rather wait here in the car.
No, Baker. We're going inside.
Come on, Baker.
Orders are orders.
All right. I'll do what two men say.
Quiet around here. Ain't it, Baker?
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Let me take your arm, Baker.
Take my arm?
Yeah, it's so dark. You might stumble.
You're
Are you sure the captain will be here?
Step inside, Baker.
So dark in here, I can't see.
Turn on your flashlight, pal.
Sure.
Go on inside, Baker.
Hey. There's no one in this house. It's empty. Deserted.
That's right, Baker. That's why we brought you here.
So, what do you mean?
Just this.
Wait.
I want to make sure. Well, we got nothing to worry about, Red. Two bullets right through his head. Let's go.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Darling, do you think anybody could have heard those shots?
Nah. No one lives within miles of this place.
Let's get in the car. It's fast.
Hey, Red. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
We ought to get rid of that body.
Not me. I ain't going back to touch no corpse.
Red, unless you want the same thing Baker got, you better come with me.
Okay, John. But I don't like it. Yes. Quiet around here, ain't it?
And dark. Good spot for a job like this. Flash your light.
Darling, look.
Say, what the?
The corpse, the body.
It's gone. But it can't be. It was right here on the floor a minute ago. Flash your light around.
The room is empty.
But he was dead. I killed him. Two bullets right through his head.
Then where is he?
A dead man can't get up and walk away.
I'm getting out of here.
Now, me too.
Prosecutor Wallace, you mean to say the corpse, the victim's body, was actually gone?
Yes, Colonel. By a strange miracle of fate, Lewis Lee Baker had not been killed. Though suffering intense agony, he had managed to crawl out the back door of the deserted house and hide. He saw the two gunmen return and then run off in terror when they found that his supposedly dead body had vanished.
So that's why the corpse was missing. What did Mr. Baker do?
He dragged himself to the side of the road where some passing workmen found him and rushed him to a hospital. Later that night, at the hospital, Baker talked with police officers.
That's the whole story, Captain. They shot me twice in my head. But I guess I'm too tough to kill.
I don't feel I ought to question you any further, Mr. Baker. You need
rest. Captain, I want to tell you all I know.
All right, Moore, take this down. Yes, Captain.
The man who shot me was a big fella, 6 feet, about 200 pounds.
Yes.
Blonde hair, blue eyes.
Now, take it easy, Mr. Baker.
I had a broken nose, no chin.
No chin? Big fellow, blonde, blue eyes, broken nose, receding chin. Why, Captain, that description fits the man we arrested on suspicion but couldn't hold.
Yes, Elmer Dowling.
Captain, you know the man? The man who tried to kill me.
Yes, Mr. Baker, and we're going to get him.
When you do, I'll be in court to testify.
Yes, sure. All right, now relax and get some sleep.
Yes.
You need every bit of strength you've got.
Yes, Captain.
Come on, Moore. We've got work to do. That fellow Baker has more courage than a dozen men, Captain.
He certainly has, Moore.
Two things I can't understand. How Dowling found Baker at the farm, and why should Dowling want to kill him?
Seems you can't hide anything from that gang. They probably followed every move Baker made. But I know why Dowling wanted to kill him. Baker's our only witness against Izzy Lundy. If Baker had been killed, Lundy would have gone free.
Then you think Lundy and Dowling are part of the same mob, eh?
It points that way.
Yes, it does.
Moore, I want you to grab Izzy Lundy and throw him back in jail immediately. This time he's going to stay in jail till he goes on trial.
Right, Captain.
Meanwhile, I'll get to work on Dowling. We're going to put the heat on every member of that gang until we get Dowling or they turn him over to us.
Within 5 hours, Colonel, the police had again arrested Izzy Lundy, and the search for Dowling was on. Warnings were flashed from coast to coast.
Attention, all field agents, Federal Bureau Investigation. Attempt to locate and hold for questioning Elmer Dowling in connection with attempted murder. Dowling is 6 feet tall.
Urgent. Police of Eastern Seaport. Arrest on site, Elmer Dowling, fugitive. Dowling weighs 200 pounds.
Special notice, West Coast Police. Elmer Dowling reported in California. Wanted for attempted murder. Dowling has blonde hair, blue eyes.
Attention, all Missouri police. Be on watch for Elmer Dowling, fugitive gangster, now at large. Dowling believed to have returned to St. Louis. May be hiding out somewhere in city.
Dowling. Dowling.
you ready?
Yeah. Open up.
Why'd you come here?
Look at this newspaper. It's about Izzy Landy.
Landy?
He was sentenced for that bombing today. Got 25 years.
25 years?
The guy who sent him to jail was that fella you tried to kill, Baker. He testified in court against Landy.
That was the mistake of my life. Not making sure that guy Baker was dead. Now look what he's done. Has me hounded like a rat.
The cops, you're a rat, dear darling.
I can't stand much more of this. Cooped up in four walls, afraid to show my nose outside. Afraid every noise I hear on the stairs is the cops. I'm going nuts. I can't sleep no more. I lie in the bed, hour after hour, just listening and waiting.
That's all you can do, darling. If you show up on the streets, the cops will grab you inside of 10 minutes.
So where's the rest of the gang? Why don't they do something for me?
Hiding out from the cops, same as you.
Well, where's Jaime? You ought to be able to find Jaime.
Yeah, he must be with the others.
Well, the yellow rat. Just when I need him, they run out of me. If I ever get my hands on him, I'll... Hold it, Red. Don't open that door. Now, wait till I get my gun.
That ain't the door, it's the phone.
What? Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hello, darling.
Who's this?
Me, Jaime.
Oh, Jaime. Well, where have you been? You got no idea how glad I am to hear you. Now, listen, Jaime. I'm on a spot, see? I need dough to beat town. Tell me where Red can meet you so you can go and...
Listen, you dumb cluck.
Dumb cluck, why, I'll break you. Now, wait a minute. What's the matter?
Plenty.
What do you mean?
The cops got the gang smashed. Half the boys are in jail already. And the cops ain't gonna stop till they get you and every one of us.
Yeah, well...
So there's only one thing for you to do.
For me to do?
The boys say for you to give up to the cops tonight.
What? Why, you're crazy.
You've had your warning, darling. We'll be watching you.
Yeah, now, wait, Jaime, wait.
Now, remember, darling, it's the cops or us.
Hello. Hello.
What is it, darling?
The gang. They're throwing me over. Put me on the spot.
On the spot?
Yeah. But how did they know where I was? No one knew where I was, but...
What are you looking at me like that for?
You. You were the only one who knew. You're in with them.
No. Darling, put out that gun.
Shut up. I'll hand over your money. Well,
sure, darling. Here is every cent I got.
I ain't licked yet. I'll get out of this town. And I'll kill anybody that tries to stop me.
Sure you would, sure.
Now, Red, it's your turn.
Don't shoot. Please.
I ain't shooting. I need these bullets for the cops. But here's what you're getting, old man.
Please.
Hello, headquarters.
Listen, Carpenter. You want Elmer Dowling. I know where you'll get him.
Who is this?
Never mind who it is.
Oh, check this call.
Listen to me. Go out to the waiting room of the Taylor Avenue car station, and you'll find Dowling if you get there fast enough.
Maury, hung up. What's happened? Another tip on Dowling. Get a special squad. We're going out to the Taylor Avenue car station. It may be a false alarm, but we're going to investigate at once. All right, Maury, pull up here. There's the car station.
Right, Captain. We'll leave the car here so Dowling won't see it.
Follow me, men.
Yes, sir.
Any special instructions, Captain?
If Dowling is in this waiting room, we've got to be careful. He's sure to be armed. And I don't want any innocent person hurt.
Yes,
we'll have our guns ready.
I'll know Dowling the second I see him.
Here's the waiting room. Careful now, men. A lot of people in there, Captain.
See that big fellow sitting there hiding back in that newspaper?
It's Dowling. I wonder if he sees us.
He's getting up.
Now, hold it, men. We don't want any shooting.
He's going out the back way.
Good. You two men guard this front door.
Yes, Captain.
Moore, you and I will go around back. Come on, fast.
Right, Captain.
You ready to shoot, any instant?
Yes, sir.
Hold it.
There he goes. Back of that house.
Moore, you wait here. I'll cut around this side and try to head him off.
Up with your hands, come on.
Darling.
Now, I'll kill you if you don't do what I say. I'm using you as a shield.
Start walking. All right.
I'll kill you.
Drop that gun, darling.
No.
This rat isn't. Put the handcuffs on him. There's a man waiting at headquarters to see you, Dowling.
What man?
A man you tried to murder. A missing corpse.
Elmer Dowling was positively identified by Lewis Lee Baker, Colonel, and went on trial for the attempted murder of Mr. Baker on March 4th, 1940. He was convicted and was sentenced to 30 years in the state penitentiary at Jefferson, Missouri.
This has been a most interesting case, Prosecutor Wallace, and I want to congratulate you on your successful prosecution of Dowling. One of the most impressive features of this case is the fine courage displayed by Mr. Baker, who refused to be intimidated in his efforts to help the police smash this mob. In these days of national stress, America needs citizens who support the law enforcement authorities and who are not afraid to face the gangsters and reveal them as real enemies whom this country must face. Thank you, Prosecutor Wallace, for helping us to prove again that crime does not pay. Now, before we broadcast our nationwide clues, a few words from Charles Stark.
I should like to leave you with a reminder. Muscular aches and pains often arrive without warning or invitation. During the summer months to come, when we are all more active, take the wise precaution of always having a bottle of dependable Sloan's liniment on hand. You'll discover that Sloan's will help you get the quick and comforting relief you want. One, pat on some Sloan's liniment. That's all. Just pat it on. Two, relax. And soon you'll feel that welcome, gentle warmth as it penetrates right to your sore and stiff muscles, easing and soothing the pain. Ask for Sloan's liniment when next you visit your favorite druggist. And now, the clues.
Attention, citizens Southwest. Look out for man wanted concerning murder. Negro, 33, 5 feet 7 inches, 135 pounds. Black, kinky hair, brown eyes, left eye punctured and may be completely out. 3 razor slash scars, left arm and shoulder. May wear dark glasses to conceal defective eye. This man wanted connection murder near Muskogee, Oklahoma. Caution, citizens New England, New York, New Jersey. Watch for James Joseph Moran, 39, 5 feet 9 inches, 180 pounds, brown hair turning gray, brown eyes, tattoo initials, J.J. in right forearm, large ears, eyes slightly crossed. This man, veteran robber who has been operating in New York and New Jersey, wanted by federal authorities for questioning concerning robbery of bank at Suffield, Connecticut.
If you have any information concerning these clues, notify your local police, the Federal Bureau of Investigation, or Gangbusters at once. Tonight's broadcast is the last of the current season for Sloan's Liniment. But we have some glad news. Sloan's will again sponsor Gangbusters in the fall. Until then, we wish to thank all of you who have sent us so many splendid letters. And we want to thank the police organizations of the country for cooperating with the producers of Gangbusters in proving so conclusively that crime does not pay. And speaking for Sloan's, a very happy summer to you all until we meet again in the fall. America's crusade against crime.
Calling the police, calling the G-men, calling all Americans to war on the underworld.
This is the National Broadcasting Company. This is the National Broadcasting Company.